Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 217. We are still in the learning of the biological special program of bones and joints. The medical conditions occurring during the course of this SBS are so large a number that we will spend more time in learning them. Remember, we are discussing the various conditions occurring during the conflict active phase. Also, you shall not forget that severe self-devaluation conflict or severe loss of self-worth is the biological conflict that affects bones and joints. Today we start with a very common medical condition known as osteoporosis. There are different expressions done by common man for this condition like brittle bone, decalcification, wasting of bones, etc. They believe that the constant wear and tear makes the bones to get brittle, especially at the joints. They have got no idea about the synchronicity of psyche, brain, body and the importance of psychic conflicts to produce this condition. In the case of women, they often attribute this condition to happen after menopause and link it to the decline of estrogen. There is no proof for this hypothesis because there are women who suffer from osteoporosis even without menopause and who never suffer it even after menopause. Bone density tests are often done on women, telling that there are chances of osteoporosis and they are administered calcium with little benefits. Men and children are not considered as risk groups, and so bone density tests are not usually done on them. We in GNM know very well that the condition of osteoporosis happens due to a long-lasting generalized self-devaluation conflict and therefore affecting most of the bones and joints. You have to understand that it is not the continuous physical movements or activities that make the brittle bones. Neither it is caused by the obesity that gives an overwhelming pressure over the bones and joints to endure the weight of the body. There is a saying, constant ripping wears the stone. Similarly, it is the continuous and subtle self-devaluations that cause the steady decalcification of bones in a person. In the case of a post-menopausal woman, there are several possible situations that can cause self-devaluation conflicts in the psychic level. Feeling less attractive or presentable, feeling no more needed, lack of libido, etc. can cause her to suffer from self-devaluation conflicts during post-menopausal period. Her unreal attitude towards aging and post-menopausal life also can influence the self-devaluation conflicts. The psyche-brain-body synchronicity cannot support the theory of estrogen deficiency and osteoporosis. There is really a very unnatural anti-aging hype in Western civilized countries. But people who are very much natural regarding aging, women do not suffer from osteoporosis due to estrogen reduction. As the GNM teachers say, we have to learn swimming much earlier possible in order to save ourselves from drowning. It is always better to learn about the self-devaluation conflict and its influence over the skeletal system much before one gets older or gets menopaused in case of women, in order to pass through the aging process without any self-devaluation conflict and subsequent osteoporosis. In my opinion, continuous mantras reinforcing oneself after every physical movement or activity, "Oh, I could do it and I can do it," etc., can strengthen oneself, removing the possible self-devaluation conflicts usually attached to aging. So, learning GNM much early will make you free from the fear of diseases as well as from the real program to run in one's organism. Another condition that often got attachment with cancer is osteoporosis or osteolysis, and so they have created a new disease, osteolytic bone cancer, again without understanding the real cause of osteolysis as self-devaluation conflict due to the cancer diagnosis. As against the bone cancers that develop during the healing phase, this osteolysis happens due to the very same cancer diagnosis causing self-devaluation and conflict activity. There is no metastasis or need of a primary cancer to metastasize cancer cells. There are no tumor growths, only self-devaluation attached to cancer diagnosis because cancer is believed to be incurable. The oft-spoken about cancer treatments like radiation, surgery and chemotherapy also increase the self-devaluation conflicts. The lung cancers are due to fear of death, but the bone cancers are due to the conflicts. I am useless there. There is no metastasis, but such cancers are secondaries to the cancer diagnosis related self-devaluation conflicts. So, a breast cancer can be followed by a sternum or ribs affection. Prostate cancer can be followed by cancers of lower spine, all due to self-devaluation conflicts. Friends, GNM learning must be of more importance and interest to you. My best wishes. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.